Hallelujah. In this service, there shall be restoration.
Amen.
Restoration of health.
Amen.
Restoration of dignity.
Amen.
Restoration of wealth.
Amen.
Restoration of children.
Amen.
In every department of your life that you need restoration, you will experience it today.
Amen.
If that is you, lift up those hands and ask Jesus this morning, Lord, in this service, speak to me again. Let your word of restoration come speedily. Speak to me again and again. Speak to me, my Father and my God. Speak to me expressly. In the name of Jesus, send to me your word of true restoration. Restoration of health. Restoration of wealth. Restoration of glory. Restoration of dignity. Restoration in every department of our lives. Father, we give you praise because it is done. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray.
Amen.
Your amen is weak.
Amen.
The Lord brought you into the eighth month, and here you are alive and well. It is not by power, neither is it by might, but by his Spirit. Therefore, this morning, you want to appreciate him. My Father and my God, thank you for the grace of seeing this eighth month. Thank you for the grace of seeing the eighth month. It is not by power. It is not by might. Lord, I want to say thank you for your faithfulness and your mercy, for giving us the grace to see the eighth month. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Whatever has eluded you between January and July, in this eighth month, the Lord will put in your hands.
Amen.
Whatever may have escaped January to July, the eighth month will be your month of delivery.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Somebody will experience testimonies this month.
Amen.
You will experience turnaround this month.
Amen.
You will go to the mountaintop this month.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything will begin to work in your hands.
Amen.
This month is your month of testimony.
Amen.
Let me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Tell that neighbor this month is your month. The eighth month, you will experience an August visitor. The Lord will visit you. In Jesus' name. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated. Hallelujah. I will restore health unto you. That is the prophetic theme for the month of August. And in this first service, Sunday service of the month, we started looking from the first service at walking in dominion over sicknesses and diseases. Walking in dominion over sicknesses and diseases. And we understand that it is no more news that the end time church is ordained to walk in dominion in every area. The end time church is ordained to walk in dominion. In Daniel chapter 7, 25 to 27, it says, and ye shall speak great words, he said, against the Most High. And then, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Take note, he said, they will speak great words against the Most High. He said the saints of the church will be worn out. He said, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until the time, but there will be an end to his reign. In other words, there will be an end to the reign of the enemy until the time and times and the dividing of time. And then what will now happen? But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And what will happen at the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. So every dominion will be subject to dominion of the church. The church will be the reigning church. Things will be happening not only in the church, but to the people of the church. They will be there, they will be reigning in every area of their lives. In Psalm 110 verses 1 to 3, It says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, and I will make thine enemies thy footstool. So now the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, and we will be ruling in the midst of our enemies. The church will be the reigning church. The end time church will be an empowered church, empowered to reign for dominion. Dominion over sickness, dominion over disease, dominion over every challenges of life. Then it shall be said concerning them, those people of the church, in Isaiah 33:24, it shall be said, an inhabitant of that city shall not say, I am sick. And people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. They will be so much reigning that they will be reigning over sicknesses and diseases. It says none of them will say again, I am sick. And peradventure, they have lost their health. He said, I have come to restore. One of the things I came to do is to restore their health. Jeremiah chapter 30, 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no man seeketh after. You were not supposed to lose it, but somehow you lost it, and I'm here to restore it. I will give you weapons for you to take back your health from the hands of the enemy, because the enemy will not want to let go. But I will give you weapons to fight him and take your health back. 2 Corinthians 10, it says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. The weapons I'm giving you are not AK-47s. The weapon I'm going to hand into your hands are weapons of the kingdom. Weapons to be used to fight the enemy to take our health back. Psalm 110 verses 1 to 3. It says, for 2 Corinthians 10:6, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. They are not carnal weapons, they are mighty through God. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, and against the rulers of the kingdom of this world, and we are fighting them in high places, but he will give us weapons to fight and to take back what belongs to us. But before we do that, very quickly, let's take a look at two of the things we are fighting. Before we are engaged in the weapon, before you engage the opposition, the size of the opposition matters for you to know the kind of weapon you are taking. You cannot just engage the opposition when you don't know the size and the ability of the opposition. You need to know the ability of the opposition, and then that will let you know what kind of weapon to engage with. So very quickly, what are we fighting against? Let's see what the opposition is. Why are people falling sick? What, there are spirits behind sicknesses and diseases, and we want to expose them. There are spirits behind sicknesses and diseases. Now let's take a look at them. The first one is the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. Job said, what I feared is come upon me. Job 3:25, it says, for the thing that I feared is come upon me. It says, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Fear will always lead to bondage. Whatever anyone fears is what he ends up seeing. That's why it has to be attacked immediately. The spirit of fear. And we have so many things right now that will propel fear to you. So many things we are watching, so many things we are reading that will propel fear in you. You know, 2 days ago, as those kids were going to camp, on Thursday, there was this thing that just came up on my phone from CNN. They said there was a group of people coming from one camp like that, and something happened. You know, that is enough to bring fear. Glory to God. But no. Our case is different. Our case is different. Your case is different. What you fear may end up being what you see, if you are not careful to fight it. The spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hebrews 2:14-15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. What you hear has capacity to scare you. What you see has capacity to scare you. But if you allow it in, it is the manifestation or the foundation for sicknesses and diseases. As a matter of fact, they can prove to you that what is going on in your life is normal because it happened to your grandfather. It is in the lineage. That's why you are seeing it. Whatever small thing you see, it now appears that this is what, that's how the cancer of my father started. That's how my mother's cancer started. And then it begins to enter into you. The spirit is spirit. Counter it with the spirit of God. The spirit of fear. I said in the first service, I watched one Christian clip. He said, this man just went to the hospital for normal checkup. And when he got there, they said they were doing tests. And then this doctor sat him down. And he said, I have bad news. He said, what's going on? He said, you have cancer. He said, car what? Where did it come from? He said, that's the result. That's the result we did. You have cancer. And immediately, this man began to be sick. Immediately, from the doctor's office, the man that nothing was wrong with before, from the doctor's office, began to say his senses. He says, no wonder my leg has been shaking these days. I didn't know that that's what is going on. No wonder. And then he went home. He sat his wife down too. So this is the thing. I have cancer. But they are going to start chemotherapy. They said they gave him a date to come and start the chemotherapy. By the time he went back, even at home now, his leg is always shaking. Something is always happening. By the time he went back, they just sat him down again. Sir, we are sorry. The results we gave you is actually not your own. It's somebody else's result. You don't have cancer. There is nothing wrong with you. And then he screamed and went back home and sat his wife down. He said, I don't have cancer. They said, I don't have cancer. But what about your leg that you say is shaking? No, my leg is not shaking. Nothing is wrong with my leg. My leg is not shaking. The spirit of fear that has capacity to start what you can't stop. The spirit of fear, beware. Number two, quickly, the spirit of deformity. The spirit of deformity always comes with the spirit, comes first in infirmity. If the spirit of infirmity is not quickly taken care of, that is what will always result in deformity. It says in Luke chapter 13 and verse 11 to 12, and behold, there was a woman which had the spirit of infirmity 18 years, and that spirit of infirmity has resulted in her deformity. She couldn't lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine what? Infirmity. The root of the deformity was in the infirmity. So Jesus was attacking the root of the problem, infirmity. Not quickly taken care of, it will result in deformity. Somebody will not be found there, never. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What are we going to use to fight the spirit of deformity? It is the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ. There was a man with deformity who was born like that at the beautiful gate. And then Peter saw him. When they were going to the synagogue, and they saw him there still begging. The Bible says he was expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, but such as I have, I give unto you. Acts of Apostles chapter 3 now. And then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the Bible says he rose up. When he wasn't going to stand up, they helped him up. And the Bible says his feet and ankle bones received strength. The weapon, the spirit of infirmity, bows to the name of Jesus. Before it turns to deformity, attack it with the spirit of, with the name of Jesus. Attack it in the name of Jesus. Why? Philippians 2 tells us why. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of our Lord Jesus. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. Even fear can result in infirmity. Infirmity results in deformity. Fear can result in infirmity. Infirmity will also result in deformity. That was what happened to Job. Job said in Job chapter 1 and verse 5, that 325, that the thing that I fear has finally come. But in Job 1, 5, and it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone, Job was so afraid of what his children would do. He was sacrificing for them every day. Fear of what will happen was the reason for the devil's entrance into Job's life. Not only did Job lose everything, Job almost lost his life. He lost everything, he lost his health, he lost his everything, and almost lost his life. His fear led to his infirmity, and infirmity led to deformity. If infirmity is not quickly taken care of, it will lead to deformity. May you never see that in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, very quickly, what are the drugs, what are the weapons that we are prescribing now? Now that we know the enemy, now that we have an idea of the enemy, what are the drugs that will be prescribed? What are the weapons that we will use? The first, number one, the most potent is the word of God. The word of God. God's word is the prescription of the great physician. God's word is the prescription prescribed by the great physician. And he has never failed. Job 8, 20 to 22, he says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. He said, for the heart of the daughter of my people, I am whole. He said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Is there no drugs there? Are there no doctors to prescribe them? Why then are they not getting well? Nobody goes to the physician they do not trust. You go to the physician you trust. And whatever drug your physician prescribes, you take it diligently. In the same way, if you can take the word trusted and tried seven times, it works like the drug. The Bible calls it medicine. Glory to God. And you know also, when you go to your doctor, in most cases, they send your prescription to the pharmacist of your choice. You go there and pick up your prescription. It is sent to the pharmacy of your choice. Now, that sent drug that was sent there does not lose its potency. That you didn't pick it up immediately does not mean that its potency has been lost. Psalm 107 and verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God, this drug we are talking about, can also be sent. Just like doctors send the word, this great physician can also send the word. So the word sent has capacity to make whole. He sent his word and healed them. The word was sent and the word he made them whole. He said in Matthew 9, 12 to 13, when Jesus heard, he said unto them that they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. You don't go to the hospital if you are not sick. So Jesus said, that's the reason I came. I came for those who are sick, anyhow you are sick, either in the body or in your system or in any part of your life. That's the reason I've come. And he's the word. So the word was sent to heal them and to deliver them from all their destruction. The sent word. The right word. The word in season. All of them have capacity to heal. So that is the first drug. But how effective is this drug? How effective is the word. This drug is light. That makes our health spring forth with speed. The word of God is light. And light is a requirement for life. The word of God is light. The word of God is light. Even those who are bedridden, when there is a time they tell people, take them outside into the light to see the day. Take them outside. Cancer is being fought in the body by light. Doctors know that. That cancer, the X-ray, the rays that they say they are doing to treat cancer is a form of light. It is light to subdue the sicknesses or whatever name they are called from the body of the one that is affecting. Light is a requirement. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 8. The Bible speaking there, he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. And when your light comes up, it affects your health. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. And thine health. So the word of God, this drug is light. Light that affects every form of darkness. Sickness is a form of darkness. When light comes, it drives the darkness away. Light is a requirement. That's why he said, don't joke with this word. Don't joke with this drug. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. He says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Inside the word is what is capacity to heal, because it is light. You take this drug daily, it affects your body daily. Take it daily. Never ignore this drug. It is so effective. It works faster than light. It is light that works faster than light. He says, thine health shall spring forth speedily. John 1:1. Take a look at what this word does. Everything you see today was created by this word. Therefore, everything you don't want to see will also bow down to this word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the what? Light of men. In the word is light, and that light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness cannot stop it. The darkness comprehended it not. So if the word can, if the word was used to generate the whole world, then it means every other thing will subdue, will be subject to the word. Inside this light, look at what light does. Somebody took this drug, somebody was dying, this word was prescribed, he took the word, and look at what happened. Job's Gospel chapter 33, verses 21 to 25. He said, look at the description of this man. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen. And his bones that were not seen stick out. So instead of seeing flesh, they are seeing bones, is what he's saying. The man has turned to skeleton. He says, yea, his soul draweth nigh, near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand. What are they interpreting? The word. And to show unto man his uprightness. Then is gracious unto him. And all of a sudden, he said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom for him. And then he said, his flesh shall be fresher. Immediately, it started affecting his health. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He was dying, but the drug, the light of the drug brought him back. He was almost dead, but the light of the drug brought him back alive. No, you can't die now. I have found a ransom. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. How effective is this drug? Number two. This drug transmits divine nature. The word of God transmits divine nature. Divine nature that is immune to natural nature. That means, divine nature simply means we are partaking of the nature of God. Can God be sick? Partaking of the nature of God is, so every time we partake of the word, we are partaking of God. And God is, Jesus calls him, he's a stone. Can stone be sick? The nature of God. Every time we are partaking of the word, we are partaking of divine nature. Ezekiel 2:2. The Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I had him that spake unto me. I said in the first service, whatever somebody is manifesting is just the manifestation of the kind of drug he's taking. How many understand what God is saying? If you see someone manifest anyhow, you can tell what kind of drug he's taking. We were in Edmonton on the 1st of July. The hotel that we stayed in is downtown, close to somewhere. I don't know anywhere there, but I know it's close to somewhere. But we saw some people who built, what can I call it? Sheds with cloth. Around the place, a lot of them. And I'm like, what are these people doing here? Then someone said, there is a house there that houses drug addicts that probably treat them there. You can see them from the room. Some of them were walking like this. Their minds are messed up by the kind of drugs they are taking. And you can tell by what they are doing what kind of drugs they are on. When you partake of the nature of God, nobody can doubt where you're coming from. As a matter of fact, I said, it is the nature of God that makes a 70-year-old man look like 50. The nature of God. It makes a 70-year-old man look like 45. He says his age, you're like, no, you can't be 70, it's not possible. He's partaking of the nature of God, God that cannot get old. May the Lord give us understanding. Now, what is in the word? What is in the drug that heals? What is in the drug that heals? Number one is that the word is medicinal. God's word is medicine. Until you change your mentality to understand that God's word is medicine, it won't work. You know one thing I found out, sir? If somebody goes to their doctor that they trust, they confide in the doctor, this is what I'm going through, I need drugs. And the doctor says, no, you know what? You don't need drugs. Take this book. Take this. Start reading this place 10 times a day. If you don't see results, don't come back. They will read it. Why? It was prescribed by a doctor. But if it is pastor, does he go and, sir, you don't understand. You don't understand. If you understand what I'm going through, you won't say that. Inside the word is medicine. Proverbs 4, that's why he said, my son, you are not paying attention, but it pays you to pay attention. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine eyes. And for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. It is not hanging everywhere. It is what you need to sit down to find. It is life to those who find them. It is not everywhere. That's why you are not paying attention to it. Drugs that really work are not everywhere. They are prescribed. If it's Panadol you want, you can buy one packet and go and do whatever you want with it. But if it is drugs that will treat some things, your high blood pressure, your low blood pressure, diabetes, whatever, it must be prescribed. You can't just walk in and get it. You have to find it. The word that heals inside this world is medicine, but it must be found. You have to find it, and it works for those who have found it. That's why you say, I see. I can never be sick. He found something. It works for those that find them. He said, when you have found it, pay attention to it. Job 33 again, his flesh is consumed. We read it already. Not only that, the word can give a dying man or dying woman back to life. What is in the word that heals? Number two, inside the word is, the word is surgical. The word is surgical. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So when God said, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 now, Genesis 1:1, let's keep going. He said, the word in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and we're going to get there using the word. So if the word world was created by the word, then the surgery that is required in what he created can also do it by the word. The surgery that you don't need to cut anybody open. It doesn't need cutting open. This word created Adam and Eve. The word. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Genesis 1, number 17 now. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light. The word was performing surgery on the earth. Hey, everything was null and void. There was nothing working. And then the word came to light. In the word, God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. The word of God dividing, performing surgery. Hebrews 4:12, it says the word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. To the dividing asunder. So it goes to the soul. It goes to the spirit. It goes to the joint and the marrow. And it's the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is so powerful. It performs surgeries on our inside. In everything that we desire. I see somebody coming back to life. Yeah. I see God performing surgery on someone. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. How are babies formed in the womb? How did the bone get to the bone? Have you ever thought about it? How are they formed? Doctors can't still tell us how they are formed. How did the bone enter? What happened to the tongue? How did the tongue get there? What happened? Somebody was performing surgery inside. Your case will not be closed. Amen. Until you are healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, quickly. Inside the word is creative. Creative. Everything made by the word. Everything answers to the word. Creative. Everything made by the word. So if what you are seeing is not what he made, you can recreate your own. You can make your own. Everything made by the word, everything answers to the word. Genesis 1:1-2. It says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And what was the Spirit of God doing? And then the word came. Remember, the word said everything was made by the word, and nothing was made that was not made by the word. So in verse 3, God said that engaging the word, let there be light, and there was light. Creation began with the word. Let there be light, and God saw that it was good, and God divided it from the darkness. And every word, God's creation was done by the word. Verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And it was so. Verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under the place, and dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 11, and God said, the earth bring forth grass in its seeds in itself. And it was so. Everything we see created by the word. Everything you want to unsee, you can unsee by the word. Everything you see, this thing, I curse you in the name of Jesus. You are no longer a part of me. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are no longer. Two men came to Jesus one day, they didn't have eyes. Their eyes were blind. The creative word created another eyes for them. Creative word of God. Matthew chapter 9, 27 to 29. And when Jesus then departed, two blind men followed him crying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? They said, yeah, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. The word of God has creative powers. Creative powers. I said to us in the first service, there was this one of my friends in those days who would literally be fighting his father. It was like wrestling. Anytime he would be beating his father, would be beating him, he would be beating the man back. And then the father would curse him. You, I know you can't amount to anything. I know you can't. But every time this boy goes back to bed to sleep, the mother will crawl in and lay her hands on him and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, you will not waste your life. In the name of Jesus, you will be prosperous. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything your father has said, I reverse it. She was recreating his future with the word. Recreating his future. If she was not careful, every negative thing that the father said, he will see. But she went back and started reversing. That's why your words are powerful over your children. Don't just say stuff against them. Especially teenagers. You know, teenagers will always do very stupid things. Don't just say negative things against them. Instead, pray for them. You know, I know now, very soon, you are going to be, in fact, you are great now. Glory to God. You are already great. You are going to be greater in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we are doing that, we are moving to the number four, which is the word is prophetic. What you are saying now is what you see tomorrow. The word of God is what? Prophetic. You can prophesy into your life using the word. You can turn your medical situation around using the word. Prophesying it. Saying it. Saying what you want to see. That was what happened to Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 7. The hand of the Lord was upon me. He carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley that was full of bones. And then he made me pass around it so I could see it properly. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And then he asked me a question. Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, I don't know. Thou knowest, Lord. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. And when you are prophesying, what do you say? O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, you low blood pressure, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, you high blood pressure, hear the word of the Lord. Well, you may think it is not working, but wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Somebody tap your neighbor till you are coming out of it. There is a woman called Dodie Austin. She was given a death sentence. In 3 months, you are going to die. Dodie Austin settled down, even on a sick bed, and gathered 100 and something scriptures and started feeding on those scriptures. And gradually, she began to prophesy to her system. And gradually, the body began to respond. Though the Austin is still alive today. They said she would die maybe 40, 50 years ago. Today, she's still alive. Why? Because she decided to not sit down and die like a cow. She began to prophesy to her health. Our mother in the faith, David, Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo, was also told, your case is finished. She also did what the Austin did and gathered scriptures and also began to prophesy. Ah, I will be one Shiloh. She wasn't there. She was watching online. She said, by this time next year, I will be at that Shiloh and I will also be holding the microphone. And she was there. Doctors told her, they had told her, hey, you see that your left hand, you will not be able to use it anymore. She said, that is the hand I'm using now to hold the microphone. Why? Somebody was prophesying to her health. Don't sit down and be expecting death to come. Don't sit down and be suffering under what God had already suffered for you. Speak his word. He said, prophesy as you have commanded. And then when he began to prophesy, he said, do you think these things can rise again? He said, I still don't know. He said, keep on prophesying. Prophesy. Say to the bones, thus saith the Lord. It is not your word, it is his word. And if it is his word, he has a responsibility to see that it comes to pass. May the Lord give you understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Number five, the word quickens our human body, just like it did for Dodie Austin, just like it did for our mother in the faith. The word quickens our mortal body. Every time you speak healing words, they hear. You know one thing I found out? Living things and non-living things hear the word of God. Everything hears the word of God. Living things. Jesus saw a tree. He caused the tree. The Bible says the tree dried up from the root. He says, may no man eat of you forever again. The tree heard. The tree heard and responded to the word. What about the earth? Jeremiah 22:29. He says, oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Everything living and non-living, hear the word of God. Everything living, that means whatever it is that is in your system that is not working can hear the word of God. And once it hears, the body begins to respond to it. Isaiah 58 and verse 8, it says, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and then your health will spring forth speedily. Glory to God. There are some injections that they give you. They start working immediately. How many know that? Those injections, some of them, they take it straight into your intravenous or whatever they call it. They give you, you feel it already immediately and it begins to work immediately. The word of God is faster. Glory to God. And you know, the word also has capacity to recover anything you may have lost. The word of God has capacity to recover. That is the mind of God. Whatever it is you may have lost, including your health, shall be recovered in this service. Amen. Joel chapter 2, 23 to 26. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. And he said, it will cause to come down to you the rain, the former rain, the latter rain, in the first month. That is talking about the rain of the word of God. And when it comes, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. So the word of God will be the foundation for the preparation of your testimonies. And then what happens? And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cancao, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
And be satisfied.
Amen.
And bless the name of the Lord your God. and my people shall never be ashamed. David went to war one day. Before he came, everything had gone. And so David went to God. He said, what do I do now? Shall I pursue after this troop? 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8. Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Please take note, three things this morning. There will be three types of restoration for everyone present and everyone watching online. There will be three types of restoration. Number one, which is the least, is restoration of all. Restoration of all that you may have lost. Restoration of all that you may have lost. David said, God said to David, and without fail, you will recover all. Anything you may have lost to the devil in this service, you will recover all. Second type of restoration is also restoration of all, but in double fold. You have not just lost all, you are recovering all you have lost, but it will be twice. It will be double. I said it will be double. That is Proverbs chapter 6, 30 to 31. Men do not despise it. Sorry, that is Deuteronomy chapter 27, 28 and verse 7. Let's go to Isaiah 7, 61, 7. He says, for your shame, you shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. For somebody, not only will you recover all, you will recover double. Then for the last person here, restoration of all, but sevenfold. Restoration of all, but sevenfold restoration. Sevenfold restoration. Said in Proverbs 6, 30 to 31, men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his own soul. He is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore. How many? Sevenfold. He said he will go and sell everything, other thing that he didn't buy, he didn't steal. He will go and sell his possessions that he worked for to pay you. The devil came to steal. John 10:10, to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, but I have come for your restoration. And this restoration will not just be restoration of all. It will be restoration of all plus double. And restoration of all plus sevenfold. Sevenfold restoration will you get. In what areas do we need restoration? Very quickly. I'll just be mentioning them now. What can be restored? Number one is lost years. Many have lost years, especially in this part of the world. You left what you knew to do to start what you never know to do. You lost years studying. You lost years. Many had gone ahead of you. But Jesus said, relax, calm down. Not only will you be restored, not only will the years be restored, you will overtake those who have gone ahead. Joel 2:25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Not only will you be restored, you will be restored sevenfold. And you will overtake those who have gone ahead of you. What can be restored? Lost health. If you have lost your health, there shall be restoration today. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. They said they called thee an outcast, who Zion, whom no man seeketh after. You may have lost your health, but in this service there will be recovery. Yeah. Number three is lost glory. If you have lost your glory, or your glory has been ridiculed, there shall be restoration today. Yeah. People look at you, but they don't pay attention to you. In this service, there shall be restoration of glory in the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Your glory will be restored this time. There is nothing that you have lost that cannot be restored. There is nothing that you have lost that cannot be restored. Time can be restored. Glory can be restored. Honor can be restored. There is nothing you may have lost that cannot be restored. Children will be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But how do we receive our restoration? Be born again and remain so. The Bible says, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. But when light comes, the restoration comes with it. Be born again and remain so. Number two, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. David said to Abiathar, give me an effort. In other words, I need to commune with the Spirit. And then when he began to play, the Spirit of God came, and then the instruction came. Glory to God. Number three, receive and believe the word of restoration to experience restoration. The word you don't receive, you can't believe. Receive it, believe it, for you to see it. You know what he said? Job 14 and verse 7 to 9. For there is hope of a tree if it is cut down. He says there is still hope. Tap your neighbor, say there is still hope. That it will sprout again. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the saint of water it will board. You lost business, it shall be restored. You lost money, it will be restored. In the name of Jesus, don't write God off. Don't write God off. He says there is nothing you have lost that cannot be restored. And then number four, be committed to serving God and the interest of his kingdom. Just like that centurion in Luke chapter 7 verses 1 to 3. He said, my servant is sick. Call Jesus to come and heal him. I can't afford for my servant to be sick. Servants of God are not permitted to be sick. They will be restored their health. Glory to God. And finally, remain committed to the well-being of others. Remain committed to the well-being of others. Don't rejoice in somebody's fall. Don't rejoice in somebody's calamity. Pray for them. You pray for one, God raises seven to pray for you. Don't rejoice in somebody's challenge. We'll wish everyone well. Wish everyone well. Remain committed to the well-being of others. You will not be gaining anything from somebody's downfall. You won't be gaining anything if you are just happy about the person's calamities. Wish everyone well. You wish everyone well. You can't be praying for restoration and then you are happy that somebody got an accident. You can't be praying for restoration when you are rejoicing that somebody lost his job. Hey, let me now see how you will buy the next car. Let me see. Wish everyone well and it will be well with you. Rise up on your feet. Let's give God thanks. Celebrate the Lord this morning. Celebrate the King of Glory. Appreciate him this morning. Father, thank you. King of Glory, we thank you for restoration on every side. Restoration in every area. Restoration in every department of my life. Restoration of my health. Restoration of my wealth. Restoration in every area of my life. Restoration. Pray for your restoration right now. Pray for restoration right now. Restoration in every area. Whatever area that you desire it, ask the Lord this morning. Whatever area you desire restoration, ask him this morning. Restoration of my dignity. Restoration of glory. Restoration of wealth. Restoration of my spiritual life. And so shall it be. In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Restoration comes with you being born again first. The one that will restore says, come to me. Restoration comes if you have known him before, you walked out on him, he says, come back. That's probably the reason for him stealing from you. If you were with me, I would have dealt with him. But you left my side. That's why he had access. And that's why he had taken. He was able to take what he took. But come back to me and I will restore everything that he has taken. I will not only restore all, I will restore double. And I will restore sevenfold. You have somebody here this morning, you want to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to be born again. The other person wants to say, Lord, I did know you before, but I walked out. I want to rededicate my life. I want to rededicate my life to you so that I can be restored in everything and everything. Why not this morning, all heads bowed and all eyes closed? If you're in any of those categories, put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. You're saying, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my personal Lord and my Savior. I need to be born again. Somebody else is saying, I was born again before, but I walked out. But now I want to return. Why not this morning? No other person can help you with restoration. Only Jesus can. Nobody can restore your time, the time you've lost. Only Jesus can. Nobody can restore your health. Only Jesus can. They can just help you manage it. But for total and absolute restoration of health, only Jesus can. For total and absolute restoration of glory, only Jesus can. Therefore, put your right hand on your heart this morning, and I will pray with you. And if you are doing that, repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for now I'm born again. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards, and Lord, your name will be celebrated. Father, this once will be the first partaker of your restoration power. In Jesus' most precious name we pray.